forward to this great new concept of racing.
This is Inside E, the Porsche Formula E podcast.
Hello and welcome to Inside E, the latest Porsche Formula E podcast, as we go behind the scenes and speak to some very special team personnel. So, who's in the spotlight this time around? Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Head of Operations for the TAG Heuer Porsche Formula E team, Emil Lindsay. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Talking about LMP1, and you think about, you know, the iconic Le Mans race and the huge success and indeed the silverware that was achieved, and you were an integral part of that.
Right from the start, you know, we put a good car, a good concept on the rails, and first year was a learning year, like any new project, and then really from 15 on we produced the silverware, as you just said.
So you've been working for Porsche for nearly 7 years, and no doubt so many highlights in those 7 years that you can draw upon.
Yeah, I mean, too many highlights probably to tell you in this short time now. But I do have a couple of a couple of moments which stay in your mind and probably will stay with me for as long as I'm around. 2015, second year racing with our 919. Three cars in Le Mans, a huge task in itself, and walking away with a 1-2 outright victory in Le Mans. And the really pleasing part of that race was the pit lane time of our cars. We absolutely destroyed the competition. This was quite satisfying, to say the least. And then also, contrast to that, 2017 Le Mans, one of our cars had a technical issue and was in the box for 32 minutes, and basically repaired the complete front of the car and came from last on the grid to taking the lead with two laps to go and winning Le Mans. And that was a really satisfying feeling for everybody, the guys. It was basically the 4 years we'd been racing put into one. The preparation, how you prepare for Le Mans, the parts planning, the pre-fitting of every part, the running in of all the new parts here in Weissach, why we do it, and it all worked. You know, we had to do it. It wasn't a dress rehearsal. It was real life, and it all went perfectly, and we came away with the win. And that year, our competition had a similar problem, and they spend an extra 12 minutes in the box repairing a similar problem, and we were the better team. We didn't have the quickest car, but we were the better team and won. It's also very satisfying, and it was a nice highlight.
What came across to me was the team spirit. It's unbelievable spirit within the Porsche camp.
Yeah, there's a real family culture here in Porsche, and I think this is one important factor in why we do so well in our motorsports. We try and breed this family culture, and you really need this to get results. Now, it makes me very proud to be part of that era, building the project up from scratch, going through every detail, building our racing cars, racing three cars in Le Mans, winning Le Mans 3 years in a row. These are things which doesn't happen every year, and we take this with us for the rest of our lives.
Well, Emil, now that hugely successful chapter is over for Porsche Motorsports, let's now talk about your new role as Head of Operations with the TAG Heuer Porsche Formula E team. A new chapter, an exciting time, and indeed, no doubt, a challenge as well.
Yep. LMP1 chapter done and dusted. Time to move on. A new role for me. Starting from zero, a new project. Can't wait to get racing and to prove that our TAG Heuer Porsche Formula E team is up there and one of the teams to beat.
We had basically a year for the transition from LMP to Formula E. Yeah, we knew about Formula E quite early on, and gave us a lot of time to sit down, think about what we wanted. Blank piece of paper, go to races, see how the rest are doing and come up with our own way and start planning to how we think is the best way of running our Formula E team.
So without stating the obvious, perhaps give me an insight into what the role of head of operations is all about.
Basically in charge of the team at the track. I'm like the spokesperson for FIA, Formula E, and all the other subcontractors on site, making sure the team gets the right information, you know, translating this information, obviously, making sure we're on track, logistics, freight, everything in between. Job list is huge, and I'm sure there'll be more, never ending, yeah.
Well, there's no doubt this is an incredibly exciting chapter for Porsche, but I have to ask you, why now? Why is it the right time to join the series?
Yeah, currently Formula E is the most competitive environment in which to promote the development of high-performance vehicles with regard to eco-friendliness, efficiency, energy consumption, and of course sustainability. The FIA and Formula E promoters have done an excellent job on specially designing racetracks in the middle of cities. This brings racing to the spectators and not vice versa, like in your general championships. And with an internal combustion engine, this would not be possible. So looking forward to this great new concept of racing.
It's quite interesting, isn't it, how the profile of the Formula E series has really built, and it's one that's really gauging people's interests all over the world.
Yeah, I mean, e-mobility plays an important role in urban environments. Competition is huge. We have 11 manufacturers in season 6, and the racing is great, and can't wait to start racing.
What would you say are the key challenges that you're facing? Perhaps we can start first and foremost with the limited team, because you've gone from a much bigger team from LMP1 to now the Formula E campaign.
Yeah, I mean, back in the P1 days, we had 3 cars and 15 with shy on 100 people at the track, and yeah, we're slimming down to 20 operating people to run the 2 cars. This is a huge reduction for the way we work. Also the race format, I mean, one day race formats, it's also a huge challenge. We don't have time to have a huge debrief after every session and really plan how we're going to the next qualifying or the next free practice, whatever it is. It's really active the complete day. The city centres racing, logistically hard. Also for the personnel, you have obstacles, how we work. There's no permanent structures. We're working out of most of the time a tent, a permanent structure, so space very limited, freight very limited. These are all factors which will make it a challenge for us. It's a start of an exciting future. Year of preparation, the year we dare to step into the unknown.
Coming up later in the Inside E podcast, Emil talks about the feeling within the team and the unique format of racing in Formula E. You talk about the team, and obviously it's a much more small, compact group of people, but do you think it helps that you all know each other so well? Most of you have come from the LMP1 days, and therefore you already have that united front, that bond.
Yeah, I mean, guys, we've worked together now for a number of years, and now we're slimming down to a lot smaller group of people, and this makes it more of a family. I believe you need this family feeling, this culture in the team, to really get the most out of everybody. Everybody relies on everybody, and if you have a bad day, the other guy can support you. It's this culture which we really try and breed here in Porsche, and like I say, everybody's worked with each other for a number of years now, and this really helps us to push for the first race.
And I guess, considering the huge success of LMP1 days, as a collective group, it makes you even more hungry for success in Formula E.
Yeah, for sure. We're all hungry to win. That's why we go racing, no doubt at all. On the other side, we have to respect what we're doing. You know, the other teams have been doing this for a number of years now. We're coming in green. Huge respect on the competition. At the same time, though, yeah, we want to win.
And how are you finding the whole testing? Because obviously it's very limited, isn't it, in terms of the rules and regulations. But do you feel that, you know, you're in a good place with how things are progressing?
Yeah, I mean, 15 days is all we get. Very limited from what we're used to. Testing, we're on schedule. Basically, we've signed off all our hardware now. Got some reliability in the car, and now it's down to the performance. And it's fine-tuning, developing software flat out, and of course the operations of the team gearing up to run two cars.
And just looking at that element, you must find it quite a strange scenario and concept, because you literally have no race data at all.
No, we have no experience with Formula E racing. It's guesswork for us. But we're very well prepared. We've done our homework, and I'm sure we'll be fine come the first race.
Being the rookie team, that kind of adds another element to the campaign, doesn't it, and the challenges that Porsche will face.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think there's any other team which has come in with without having experience from the previous season. So I'd say we're doing it the hard way. But well, we're not scared of a bit of hard work, and we'll be fine.
What are the learnings then so far, would you say? Because this is a crucial period of time, indeed, in that build-up to that first race in November.
Oh, the learnings are huge. Like I say, in the beginning, it was, you know, putting a few concepts on the table, choosing the right concept, you know, proving that concept is reliable. And now, the you know, software development is a huge part of Formula E, and yeah, every day or every test day we're learning so much, and rewriting software to include a new function or to gain a bit more efficiency here, as every split second matters in Formula E.
Do you thrive on pressure?
Personally, I need a bit of pressure to perform. I believe it brings out the best in people, but you have to control it, obviously, and everybody deals with pressure in a different way. I don't mind there's a bit of pressure there. It's all good.
When you look at Porsche as an iconic brand and the success in terms of motorsport pedigree, does the team feel the pressure in order to get the results come the start of the season?
Obviously, we have high expectations to perform. We know it will be hard, but I don't think the team is feeling the complete pressure yet. I'm sure after the first race, reality will hit, and then let's see where we are.
Still to come in Inside E, we talk about the importance of the test in Valencia as the countdown continues to the start of the season. Let's fast forward in terms of the season start, which will be with us before we know in terms of November. What's the outlook? Ultimately, what is the aims and objectives?
So we have Valencia test in a couple of weeks. And we're running two cars for the first time, two race cars. This in itself is a huge, huge task for us, something we've never done. We've tried to prepare as best as possible. Until you actually do it, you never really know how it'll be. And then, you know, we have such a short turnaround time after the collective testing to the first race, where we need to regroup and be fully sorted for the first race in November.
This whole journey has been all about landmarks. So I guess the Valencia test is absolutely pivotal in this journey.
Yeah, absolutely. The Valencia test is the first time we get to look at the competition. If you can take something from it where you are, let's see. But it's a, you know, it's the first time you you get to play with two cars as a team.
We need to talk about the two drivers, Neil Jani, Andre Lotterer. Maybe you can give me an insight into the thought process of those two individuals.
Yeah, we start with Neil. you know, it was very important to secure a driver early on in our testing phase. Neil, outstanding history, great driver. He's proved himself truly to us. And our thoughts were with testing with a guy who's already signed for a race seat. We get a lot more out of it. You're not testing to gain a race seat, which is maybe not so productive. This was quite important early on in our campaign. And second driver, Andre Lotterer, it was important to get a guy with current Formula E racing experience, which of course he has, and a very high level.
And I guess the guys know each other so well, so they've already got that rapport, but also they've been part of the Porsche family for quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, they shared the same cockpit back in the P1 car. They know each other very well. This helps us as a team. We all pull in the same direction, and not one going left and one going right. So, you know, driver's feedback, if we can try and get this as similar as possible, it helps everybody.
Fast forward, after the significance of Valencia and indeed the data and gauging the competitors and the rivals, I guess final preparations then will happen in Weissach before we'll all fly away and start the first round.
Yeah, post Valencia, it's all very tight with the planning. We have basically a week to turn the cars around, and then they get packed in their little boxes and they fly away. So on the car side, there's not much to do. Software side always continues to be developed. You know, we'll be running the simulator, developing driver functions to the very last minute, and this will continue through the whole season.
I guess the simulator element is absolutely fundamental when you haven't got any race data.
Yeah, we can try many different scenarios without having to test the car on track. Also good for the driver to get familiar with the cockpit and functions of the steering wheel, different strategies, and as I already said, software development.
If you could foresee the future, do you feel come the first race you'll be, as a team, as best prepared as you possibly can be?
Yeah, I believe we will be. That's been our target since day one, to be prepared as possible to go racing. You know, targeting November first race to be sorted as a team, to have the car in a reliable state, and hoping to have performance in the car to compete with the rest.
So throughout this journey, there have been some really significant announcements and landmarks. And of course, we must talk about the name.
Our baby finally has a name, Porsche 99X Electric. Like all Porsches, three-digit naming, nine being the highest number, double nine, stating the importance of this project, and X, bringing us into the future.
Sounds good. It's powerful, isn't it?
It is. I like it.
So I have to ask you, are you enjoying your role as head of operations? It must be incredibly rewarding starting a campaign, quite literally starting from zero.
Yeah, no, I love starting new campaigns. It's always a great buzz to help build a complete new project from a blank piece of paper. A lot of hard work, and can't wait to see the result come November this year.
Emil, there must be a tremendous sense of excitement within the team as we get ever nearer to the start of the season. So much hard work and passion behind the scenes. It's exciting times.
Yeah, like every new project, when the guys have been involved from the very beginning, seeing the car on a drawing, seeing it on a screen, CAD, then to rolling out the first car. It's a journey. It develops with us as well as the team, and the excitement grows, and now it's a certain amount of buzz counting down to the first race day.
Well, I wish you all the best, and thank you for chatting to me today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
If you'd like more information, follow Porsche Formula E on Twitter and Instagram, or visit the Porsche newsroom. See you next time.
Inside E, Porsche Formula E podcast.